Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Hey, my goodness. Here we are. Big shout out to Christian Television Network audience around the nation and around the world. Our radio audience and the Gulf Coast.
Yes.
Every day, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. We're so honored to be there with our sponsors and our partners in your living room every single weekday. And so make sure you catch us there. If you don't catch us on the radio, we're going to be in your living room talking to you, hopefully giving you a light perspective. Sometimes you can end up in a place and you're probably asking yourself right now, you're thinking like, how did I get here? And because, you know, Satan is a deceiver, he doesn't go, well, let me explain to you. Remember, you first were just walking down the street, and then I said this, and you said that, and then we did this, and then you did this, and this, and this, and this, and that's how you got here. That's how I did you in. I mean, he doesn't do that.
Right.
He just, I mean, and you know, Satan's always running his mouth, talking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
and
one moment.
He's not talking you up.
That's one, yeah. That's one moment he remains silent when he's trying to figure out, how did I get here? Because the suspect's not going to tell you,
right,
you know, how he or she robbed you of your blessing. But there's a progression. There's actually a progression to it. And if you can see where you are on this progression, if that's you, you can catch yourself. And there's like a road. Imagine this road. And you're going down this road. And if you can start seeing these things on the road, you can turn around before you get to the next level, the next turn. Because what happens is you start down this way, and we'll talk about it. Then you take a turn, and then that will progress to another turn that will take you this way. And then you'll go down. If you keep going on that, then it'll take you to another turn. And the end of this thing is not only bondage, but it's heavier bondage, like oppression in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And at any moment on this journey, you know, you can cry out like Peter did when he sank in the water. You can just cry out to God and say, dear God, you know, forgive me and save me and rescue me. But let me tell you something. God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. If you don't know how you got on this road in the first place, he's going to forgive you. And you're going to walk yourself right down that same road again.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to take those same turns again. Mm-hmm. And you're going to show up again saying the very same thing. I'm under oppression again. It's like you're going to have to get wise in it. If you knew where you were going to end up was going to be a place of oppression and bondage, and you wouldn't have taken that turn. I mean, how many people, if they realize, you know, they take a wrong turn and they end up in a place where they get robbed. They park their car and somebody takes their tires or there's road construction that puts you, you know, 2 days on the road, or a snowstorm that abandons you. You know, you're stuck on the road for, you know, 48 hours until the snow goes away and you're trying to survive it. And it's like, all I had to do was take a different turn.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, since it's this turn, that turn, and this turn, there's so many opportunities to turn around. You know what I'm saying? You could be going down the wrong, we can go down the wrong path. And if we realize and wisdom says this is wrong, we can just turn around.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, you know, not knowing God's word and wisdom, and I'm about to talk about it, because he talks about, you know, how we end up in places of heavy chains of bondage, oppression in our life. And it begins with just some three simple things that happens. And it's happening everywhere, and that's the reason why so many Christians are under so much bondage, because these things aren't being followed. And I want to, in getting free, just... You have to understand, if you don't understand wisdom in God's word and you took this wrong path and you took these wrong turns to end up in this place of oppression and you get set free, and you do, all of a sudden, you know, you have to get prayed for, or, you know, you ask God to deliver you and he delivers you and you're like, man, I felt so good. And then, like, you know, 3 weeks later, you're like, here I am again. I'm in the same place again. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because God did set you free, but you didn't become a disciple. You didn't find out his ways. You did not understand knowledge of how you got to that place. So you went down the very same road again. You went the same road again. And that's how you ended up in the same place again.
Mm-hmm.
God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. So here's some knowledge, how to stay away from having heavy oppression, heavy chains of oppression. I mean, look at Psalms chapter 1. That's what I'm actually looking at, Psalms chapter 1, from a different perspective here. When he reads in verse 1, he says, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of the mocker." See, there's a progression. There was three progressions that happen. I mean, people just automatically become mockers. They don't automatically get stuck in sin, stand in sin. It begins with something. It begins with a progressive step where we begin to open our hearts and our ears and our eyes to ungodly counsel, to people who don't know God. You know, maybe you're somebody that listens to Oprah Winfrey. Maybe you're somebody that listens, and she is very spirit-minded. You know, she talks about spiritual things. But I'm talking about godly counsel, not just some spiritual
big
counsel.
Big difference.
There's a huge difference.
Big difference.
And so people start taking advice from somebody else, some other, I can't think of any other, but something that way.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe some coworker or just whoever. You're just listening to somebody who doesn't know God, or once knew God, but now they're in bondage and they're actually held captive, or they're what they call backslidden state, you know, mm-hmm. of God, or just lost. And you're taking advice from them. And he says, you know, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. So the first step that leads you on the road that will end up in the destiny of heavy chains of bondage is going to be when you begin to listen to ungodly counsel. Mm-hmm. And I got news for you. You know, Jesus said, this is what he said. He said, there will be enemies even in your own household. Just because you're married or you have parents or you have children and you want everybody to be godly and follow God's way, the truth is they're either Christians or they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Either they're followers of godly counsel or not. And if they don't follow God, don't follow them. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what you don't do that, because then you can, and this is probably where more Christians are taken down, where they start following somebody that they love who has ungodly counsel that ends them in deep oppression, heavy chains of oppression. So either way, no matter who it is, he said, listen, if you love them more than you love me, then you can have no part of me, which means you got to follow godly counsel.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of a sudden you're on this road, and this particular road is called ungodly counsel. So you're riding down ungodly counsel boulevard, and you're driving down like... Mm-hmm. Oh, there's not going to be any heavy chains of oppression on me, because I can listen to anybody I want to. I like that radio program, and I like that television program, and I like the media getting on my phones and my iPads and iPods and computers. There's nothing. I'm just, woo. And here you are riding down the road of ungodly counsel, thinking nothing's going to happen. But let me tell you what that leads to. It will lead you right into sin.
Yeah.
Because the whole goal of that road was to take you to the next road.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't listen to what God's word says or what I'm telling you now, and get off that ungodly counsel and just shut down your ears, your eyes, and your heart to all that which is not of God, and just take instruction from God's word, the next road's coming up. And let me tell you what the next road is. The next road is sin. Not just where you sin, because everybody sins and falls short of the glory of God, but sin you get stuck in. It's where you stand in it. All of a sudden... Because he says very specifically, and at this point, then you'll begin now to stand in sin.
Mm.
You'll begin to participate in the same sin that the ones who gave you counsels in. Whether they tell you or not, you'll be in it, because it's a spiritual thing. And they may not reveal it to you, but you'll be in the same stuff. And in the context of that, it's not just sin that you've sinned. It's the fact that you're standing in it and you're ignorantly saying everything's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because you talk to your ungodly counsel, and there's no problem with the sin that you're in.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then, but you get a little convicted at first, and so then you go back to your other ungodly counsel, and they say, listen, I'm a little concerned. Mm-hmm. Should I be involved in mass murder or not? You know? And they go, well, you know, it's kind of like, and you know, they just, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, no, it's not, you know, and they give you ungodly counsel. So now you're stuck between two roads, ungodly counsel, boulevard, and sin street. You're standing in it and you don't even know it. Poor, naked, and blind.
Mm.
saying you have no need of help. Why? Because you started getting ungodly counsel.
Mm-hmm.
And if you continue on this, if you don't hear like the word that I'm talking to you now, or find godly counsel, or God speaks in your life, the Holy Spirit convicts you, whatever, you respond to the voice of God. Don't forget, you can get set free and get back on this road again and give you this wisdom so you stay off of it. The next road that you're going to go into is going to be the road called Mocking Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you've taken ungodly counsel Boulevard, and you turn onto Sin Street, you're standing in sin, you're going to begin to sit on Markers Boulevard.
Mm.
And you're going to say some stupid stuff about people you once honored, men and women of God you once honored, and you talked highly of. And you're going to begin to mock God, mock what God's word says about marriage, about finance, about church, about everything. And things are coming out of your mouth you thought never would have happened. But now, since you've got so, you're so deep into this thing, you don't even know how wrong you are. And now you're sitting in a sea of mockery. Of mockery. And you don't even know it. How did you get here? How did you get to this place? To mock is to act with ridicule, contempt, derision, to challenge authority. You're in a courtroom and you contempt a court is when the judge says, sit down. You go, no, I'm not going to sit down. And that's called contempt. When God says, don't do that. And you go, I'm going to do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's mockery. When authority says, you don't do that. And you do it. That's mockery. It's mockery. And God hates a mocker. And you ended up there because you took these roads and now you're on Mockery Boulevard. How did you get here? And Isaiah 28:22 says, now stop your mocking or your chains will become heavier. The heavy chains of oppression. How did you get here? Well, you started on Ungodly Counsel Boulevard. Don't you remember when you started this? You turned on the Sin Street and began to stand in something you never would have done, but you went to ungodly counsel to talk to them about when God convicted you, and they assured you that you're okay when you are wrong. And you stayed there, and your conscience became seared. Your ability to see became darkened, and now you're sitting in a seat of Mockery Boulevard, and you're mocking God. You're mocking the power of the Holy Spirit. You're mocking tongues. You're mocking healings. You're mocking deliverance. You're mocking the power of God. You're mocking the church. You're mocking people who stand up for what is right. What happened to you? You got on the wrong road. Yes, God will deliver you, but now you know how to stay out of that. Now you know what road not to take. This is what he says, and this is really a wisdom moment, how to stay away from heavy chains of bondage. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
If schoolwork is a battle in your home, Cynthia Tobias offers this helpful suggestion on today's Focus on the Family Minute.
One lady came up to me after a PTA meeting and she said, oh, my fifth grade daughter, she uses her learning style and all her strengths and stuff, she uses as an excuse. She says that on Thursday nights, she can only do her homework between 8 and 8:30 while she watches her favorite TV show. She said, I think that's just a big fat excuse. And I said, well, there's one way to find out. As long as it's a television show you approve of, this Thursday night, let her do her homework between 8 and 8:30 while she watches the show. But what should you do at 8:30? You collect the homework. Now, if it's done and done correctly, you have to say, whoa, I could never do it this way, but you obviously can because it works. But if you collect it and it's not done or not done well, you get to say, nice try. We won't be trying that again.
More insights from Cynthia Tobias on today's 30-minute radio program on this station or at focusonthefamily.com/radio.
Have you ever found yourself just wondering who to talk to? Wondering if there's anybody real? you've tried everything, you've looked to every relationship, find yourself possibly, you know, being an addict, run through every door, every opportunity, and it seems like all your doors are closing. It seems like everywhere you're going, it's just, you turn and you end up in the exact same place. And I relate to you, because that's exactly where I was. I had nobody to turn to, or at least I thought I didn't. I tried everything, and I felt all alone. I felt that there was nowhere else to go, that I could not find the very reason that my life was. I couldn't find my purpose. And I want to encourage you that there is a place to reach out to. You can reach out to Jesus Christ, that he is real. And if you feel that God can't use you, I want to share truth with you that he can. And he wants nothing more than to spend time with you and have a relationship with you. And you can check out the stories and read the stories of other people who are in situations like you, or possibly in worse or just different situations than you. Go to meetmyfather.org and find out your heavenly father that wants nothing more than to know you. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
1 year ago this September, the Lord spoke. I was in my office preparing for a VFN family gathering, as we're all coming together around the nation, and he spoke to me, and I want you to hear this. This is something I was sharing during that time, and it's amazing how that's what's taking place today. Listen up.
They're very significant, because I went for a time of preparing for the message when God was speaking to me about what I'm speaking to you about this weekend. And as you know, we've been through the progression of getting the things done at the hub. And my office actually used to be where we're standing now. A lot of things happen right here in this office. And then we moved to a new location. So to be able to pull this a little bit, to be able to have what we have now here in the studio. But as I was preparing for the message, the Lord had on my heart to hang these two pictures up. This is a picture that I got before I went to Israel to get my call. And I don't
know. I'm going to make these pictures available to you on the VFN Torch so you can see them. But what I'm showing is a picture of a tree. And then the tree is, it shows the roots of the tree. It shows the base of the tree. And then it shows the leaf, the foliage of the tree, and the fruit of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the roots of the tree are Israel.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then the vine of the tree, the trunk of the tree is Jesus, Yahshua.
Mm-hmm.
And then as his hands reach out and all these branches come off the vine, then that's the church, this birth. And so we're all connected, and it has the fruit. And so it had all this different fruit up in the tree. And it was an artist that did these pictures, and a limited number of them. And I had it, you know, for quite some time to represent something very specific to me, because where God gave it to me right before he called me when I was in Israel.
Right.
To do to serve him. And so I'm talking about that now. I'm also on the other thing I'm talking about, and it's framed inside of a wooden frame with a glass front, and it's matted and all. And the other one is the United States Constitution, and it was framed and it was put behind glass, and these two were hanging in my office. And that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that was taking place at that time as I was preparing for it. So listen up.
This is a picture that I got before I went to Israel to get my call. And I don't know if you could, you may have to actually come in on this particular picture here while I'm talking about it. But this picture is very significant, because it's when I actually, go ahead and come in and see, I'll take a good look at it. Can you get up close to that right there? Okay, we're going to give you. There you go. You got it. Notice that right there, that in this tree right here, you have the roots. And the roots of this tree, there we go. Oh, look at that. Nice. Isn't that nice? The roots of the tree is Israel. The tree itself is Yahshua, Jesus. And up here is the church and the branches and the fruit of the church. And I was in Orlando when God actually called me to go to Israel before that prophetic word came to me that I was telling you about. And so this is very significant to me because it's about how we're integrated with Israel. And this is what my office looks like. I've got hanging.
This is so important because this is a year ago this September where we are seeking God's perspective of Israel.
Right.
And he just opened our eyes. And this is what, and God was beginning to show me, this is what I want you to hear, I want you to understand. And he kind of made it very, very clear. Very, very clear. Listen up.
Hanging with Israel around. And so this was hanging behind my one of my chairs in my office. And this other particular one, you don't have to look at. It's the USS Constitution. I guess you can if you want to look at it. You can kind of pan over and look at that right there. But that's actually a copy. It's not the original copy of the U.S. Constitution, but it definitely is a copy of the U.S. Constitution. So these are hanging in my office here. These are hanging in my office. And as I'm preparing, and of course, the same time as when God's speaking to you about what we're doing, and he's speaking to a lot of people within the VFM family about what we're doing. So all this crescendo of choir, what God's doing. And so these are actually on my office wall. And this one of Israel literally rips off the wall so loud. It was me and the general counsel was meeting in my office that day. And Pastor Pat from VFN, Akansoma, who's also here in the studio, like to jumped out of my chair. It was so loud. He like to jumped out of my chair. Yeah, and we.
It was so funny. It was so, well, it was funny at the time. It was, I can't imagine, I can't describe how loud it was.
How high did he jump?
It was, if you've never seen Pat move quick, right? It's never, it just doesn't happen.
Mm-mm. Just smooth, strolling type of guy.
I can imagine, you know, when he was a Mako and he's playing on the football team.
That, he must have glided on that field.
Well, you know, they said, let's go back and watch that in slow motion. I'm sure everybody thought they were probably watching a replay or something, you know? He just doesn't move fast. He just doesn't move fast. He moves.
He glides. I think he just glides.
Glides. He's steady. He's steady. Yeah, like, boom, boom, boom. I mean, he doesn't move. And so it was such a shocker when this thing, and I'm telling you, it ripped off the office wall. I mean, it was this loud, thundering rip. I mean, it was like, right behind him, it's like, rap. And it just slammed to the ground, to the floor in my office. And of course, this is not spiritual or anything, but Pat levitated.
That's what
he wasn't. He wasn't like Jesus ascending to the throne or anything. He was just jumping off that chair as fast as he could because it was very, very loud. Mm. Of course, I was able to see what was going on, so it didn't affect me the same way. And so to remember the moment, I just laughed a lot. I thought it was so funny because I've never seen him move like that. And I'm going to share with you in just a moment. Listen up.
Laughed. We thought it was so funny, you know, and because he jumped out the chair and stuff. And so then it's like early in the morning hours, we rehung the picture of Israel. Nothing happened to it. It lived through this great, horrific, and it's amazing how loud you think it just would have shattered.
That's so important because, you know, God's speaking through what's going on. And the first time Israel falls, Israel and the church falls, nothing happens to it. All that ripping, all that slamming off the wall, hitting. Nothing happened to the glass. Nothing happened to the frame. Nothing happened to the tree. Mm-hmm. It survived that first fall, that first calamity, whatever even caused it to rip like that.
And so it's about maybe about 2 o'clock in the morning, something like that, as I'm there spending my time with God. And it's sort of like Sharon talked about how God would meet me in my office. And then just like it happened with Pastor Pat, it literally ripped off the wall again and hit down. And that time I literally almost threw my laptop in there. It was so loud. And it's like, are you getting it, Brother Greg?
And so, you know, God was preparing me for what he wanted to do. I mean, it was just like, I can't describe how loud it is. It's just not normal noise. And this is early on. Everything's going great in America. Mm. Everybody thinks it's great. Everybody's, you know, has all this stuff going on, have no idea that what's going on in the hearts of our leaders, that they're against Israel. Mm. They're allegedly against them and wanting to do them in and all these things that's going on. And God is speaking to me early on that this is what's happening. You got to get God's perspective or begin to seek his perspective of Israel. Mm-hmm. And so the church, that picture represents the church and Israel. And we're going to go through something. We're going to go through something like we're talking about in the first hour. And if you didn't hear, they need to hear that and understand that we got to have God's perspective, that God loves us, even though he's saying, listen, have you considered the church in America? Mm-hmm. Have you considered them? Because I don't believe God's done with America, but he's done with our present attitudes. And I think he's going to do some adjusting there. And no matter where the America as a whole goes, the church in America will continue on. Mm-hmm. And this thing rips off the wall. It was so loud. I almost threw my laptop across the room. We were doing late hours. We're preparing for our first broadcast, I think, from VFN TV studios. So we were like living on the edge of watching God birth things. And if we make this available to you on the video of it, you see Brett Holderbaum, now the pastor of VFN Denver, and you see Steve Watson, brother in the Lord. They're holding these two up beside me when we're talking about it. And it was just amazing how it just ripped off. So Israel fell twice. Israel and the church fell twice in my office. And I'm talking about it here. So listen up.
You know, it's like, are you getting it? And this is Israel. At this time when it broke and it fell out, it cracked. The frame cracked. And it busted and it had to be put back together again.
So think about that. That's I'm believing the Lord is saying through. I was already preparing. He's already speaking to me. And then he made it clear by the church and Israel falling twice. And the first time it fell, it was loud. It fell with a loud crash, which sounds prophetically.
Yeah,
a prophetic statement. It fell with a loud crash, and nothing happened. It was just, you would consider it's glass. You figured it would have just totally
cracked something.
Yeah. And the second time, it did like at 2 o'clock in the morning, and this time the wooden part of it cracked, but it stayed together. It didn't break the glass, but it cracked the frame. And I believe, this is just part of what God is bringing, this fullness of what the word is saying to me, that we're going to go through some stuff.
Mm.
And Israel just had a drone. They had to defend themselves from this drone flying over. And this was a year ago this September that God was speaking to us. And we have to get God's perspective of Israel. And the very fact that our current president is pushing Israel's back against the wall, and he's empowering the Muslim Brotherhood, allegedly, of all these governments around Israel, who hates Israel. I mean, they hate Israel. They believe that Israel needs to be destroyed and pushed into the sea. And we're saying that's, what's the big deal about that? And now Hamas, who Iran funds, in Lebanon, which is on the top of Israel, who is openly in the United Nations, he's just said he wants to do away with Israel. And we let them speak.
That's right.
Why our president just kind of, said the future does not belong to those who slander the prophet of Islam. And you got to go back and listen to that, because what the president is saying, if you listen to what he's saying, if you read the Quran and you understand Christianity, which Jesus is the only way to God,
That's right.
You can't have a relationship outside Jesus Christ, having a relationship with Jesus Christ, then to say that is to defame their prophet or to slander their prophet, which means what he's saying is that the future must not belong to Christians and Jews.
Right.
Because you have to accept the very fact that you're saying Jesus Christ is the Son of God is to say Muhammad is a liar.
That's right.
That what he wrote down is not true. When you just say that, you're not saying he's a liar, but they would consider you a liar, and you're slandering Muhammad by just saying that Jesus is the Son of God, because they're saying God didn't have a son. And Quran talks about this, but you can hear that where President Obama, this is the title of the highlight or in the VFN Torch, President Obama says that the future does not belong to Christians, must not belong to Christians and the Jews. That's what he's basically saying in the context of that. And we just don't, the church just doesn't read the Bible, much less the Quran. So, I said 18%. This week, I think it's 17%, right? George Barnes said 17%.
19%.
So I've been saying 17, 18, 19. If it's under 20% of the church is reading the word, and only 3%
that's right
is concerned about applying the word to their lives.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
It is so cool when you're reading the Bible, isn't it, Pat? When you find out, when finally, finally, your life, your Christian walk lines up with what you're actually reading in your Christian Bible, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's so cool that when you actually have a source you can go to now,
because
it fits your life and your life fits the Word. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, if you've been reading the Word of God and you've been reading as a history book, or somebody's told you that there's not any more miracles anymore, somebody's, you know, told you that that doesn't apply anymore, and they've replaced the Word of God with their traditions.
Mm.
Let me tell you something. You know, let every man be a liar and God be the truth. His Word is living and active and sharper than a double-edged sword. God has not changed. Men change.
That's right.
God hasn't changed. You know, if that's you, if you are presently not connected or related to a body of believers, or if you are at a place that it just seems dead. It's like your prayers hit the ceiling. Any conversations about going deeper in God, people don't know what you're talking about. When you're talking about, let's go do what the Bible says, and they say, no, let's just go see a movie instead. I mean, things like that. If that's where maybe Vine Fellowship Network's for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the thing about it is you have to understand that when you step out of, I remember one particular person said this.
Mm-hmm.
They said, when I stepped out of tradition, men's tradition,
right,
and I stepped into VFN, it was like stepping right into the book of Acts chapter 4.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
But you have to understand, this is not something you stick your toes in. When you want to follow God, you don't put a toe in it and find out what temperature it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is, you know, walking with God. There's so many different men and women that are walking with the Lord that are in tune with what's going on. You know, George Barna writes in his book that people are leaving the traditional church not because they want to get away from God. It's because they're wanting to maintain their walk with God.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Think about it. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But hey, I mean, you got to do what you got to do to stay close to God, because you stand alone before God.
Mm-hmm.
You stand alone before God. No witnesses and no suspects.
That's
you
right.
are there all by yourself. So you are accountable for you. And I want to encourage you, if that's you, if you're ready to dive into the things of God, to dive into the deep, and you're ready to say, I just want to believe God. I want the Word to be alive and living and active in my life. I no longer want it nullified, but I want it to be living and active in my life. Maybe VFN's for you. VFN stands for Vine Fellowship Network, a network of abiding churches who are rightly related, seeking to love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. Go to vfnfamily.org, vfnfamily.org. The day of Pentecost came. They were all together in one place. This is so important because God showed me, he's telling me that America needs another Azusa Street. And there's a lot of key ingredients to Azusa Street, and the church is missing it right now, lots of it. But the one ultimate key ingredient before all the other ingredients came is the power of God. It's amazing what the fear of man will do. I really believe the greatest thing that's holding back the church today is the fear of man. They really don't like you anyway. Why do you even care what they think about you? You don't think about it. Everybody's trying to get along with everybody. Jesus said, be careful when everybody talks good about you, because this is how they treat people that are not of me. That's how they treat false prophets. And we're trying to go, you know, I might lose a few likes on my Facebook.
You've just been listening to a moment from the VFN Dream Center. Find out more. Join the dream at vfndreamcenter.org. That's vfndreamcenter.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
And so God, he's given us the perspective and beginning to understand. And so when you see a nation stand against Israel, when you see American leadership, and listen, you're the same. You can't divide yourself from another American and say, well, that's not me. When your country does something, that's your
right.
country doing something.
That's
you know,
right.
We're seen as one nation. We're not seen as Democrats and Republicans and independents. We're not seen as different ethnicities. We're not seen as different, all these different religions and stuff like that. We're seen as one nation, as a nation wise. Mm-hmm. And then you have, of course, the nation of Christ that he's the king over as the church. But we're not trying, it's not a theocracy in America. Just the American Constitution allows us to be the church and allows us to worship God freely. Well, so when you see your president, our president, come against Israel in whatever methodology he's thinking, why he wants to do that, it's not going to be good. And what God laid on my heart was this first shot that they had to fire. The first time they fire a shot to defend themselves, then that's when it's all, you know, it's time to roll.
That's right.
Let's roll, because they should have never had to do that. We should have always stood with them as a nation and been a friend of them. And predominantly,
we always have. I mean, history has shown us that we've always have stayed together with Israel.
Well, we're Judeo-Christian foundation. When you look at all of our laws and things like prudent man and all these different mm-hmm. concepts and justice and all mm-hmm. that comes from God.
Well, the Ten Commandments used to hang, you know, in the courtroom, you know what I mean?
That's right. It's exactly right. And so but we can't fix it from the outside in. We have to fix America from the inside out, which means us, the church, we have to repent. If mm-hmm. my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and heal the land. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to change it politically. And I'm saying all this to say, and we'll talk more about this in a moment, because I won't play the rest of this, what happened to the Constitution in my office, is it's not going to be what you think it's going to be. I hope it doesn't go this way. I hope it doesn't go this way. But if you go to VFN TV and you watch America, Christianity, Islam, and Israel, you'll understand, you know, God does speak. God's been speaking very loudly that, you know, many people are looking towards the election like something's going to happen in this election that's going to change the direction of our nation. Like, in other words, there's hope in a man, this man or that man.
Mm-hmm.
But since the issue is not the world, the issue is the church, and God's not going to bring a remedy through a man. He'll bring bondage or a pagan leadership or that type of thing over his people until we repent of our sin.
Mm-hmm.
That, I don't feel that I just hope we make it to that day.
Right.
Yeah.
Because very few, you know, government, look at Chavez. It was murders taking place. Terrible things were going on down there
mm-hmm.
in Venezuela. And they're not talking about it. They're like a legitimate person with power. It's like, really?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And America's the only one where we have these transition of powers pretty much. And there's very few countries that transition without any violence and that type of thing.
It really isn't a beautiful thing. I mean, if an election, when we do elect, whenever we elected a president, we see that transition of power occur. We really see the Constitution at work, and then that's beautiful. That there isn't a civil unrest. That with, you know, sometimes these debates or these elections get so heated, and yet they become so divisive. But when it's all said and done, and we elect a president, that is the president of the United States.
Yeah, but we're wanting to do away with the Constitution. That's what actually did it. You know, many people yeah. want to do away with the Constitution. Well, what happened in the context of that? And we want to pray for our the people that are running for office, pray protection over them. Definitely pray for our present leaders across the board, starting with our president down to your local school board. You know, pray for those in authority mm-hmm. that they would hear counsel from on high, that they would stand with Israel. Mm-hmm. And that the plans of the enemy and those that are wanting to do evil things to our country, enemies of our Constitution, foreign and domestic, would not be successful and would not harm, and we would make it through this time. But listen what happened during that time. As I'm going to continue playing just a clip from a VFN family gathering that we had a year ago this September, talking about we're trying to seek God's perspective of Israel and I'm talking about the Constitution, what happened. It was not just Israel and the church that fell twice, but also listen to what happened to the Constitution.
And the Lord was speaking, the church. We got to be put back together again. It wasn't destroyed, but it fell. And it had to all come back together again.
The church.
Because I thought, yeah, this is my original call. You know, and God just met me in my office and just like, it broke. It broke. First time it did, it fell the first time and it didn't. But the second time, it just broke the frame and all that. So I was able to put it back together and I was just so amazed. I'm thinking, my goodness. And this is my preparation time for this gathering. And then Then I go to bed and come up the next day and come into my office, and this time the U.S. Constitution ripped off the wall, and it was like this with glass frame, this Constitution, but this was shattered everywhere. It wasn't like the church in Israel where it just cracked the frame and you could put it back together again. It fell twice, second time it broke, and you could put it back together. This was just shattered over my whole office, and the office is a large office, and it had glass everywhere. And it was shattered, the Constitution was shattered, so you can literally see right here where the gash is in there, because this is the same one that was in there that it just broke to pieces. And I believe the Lord's speaking to us. You know, we can throw out our chest and say, like Israel did, who are these people that come against such a great nation? Or look at the reality that we're taking God's commandments out of the courts. We're taking God out of our schools, prayer out of our schools. We're trying to take God's name off our money. We're doing everything contrary to God. We're saying our leaders are saying some of our leaders, our president said we're no longer a Christian nation. We're saying we're not going to stand with Israel. Listen, the Creator, now your perspective is changing. He is not going to tolerate this. He's not going to allow this. And so what we can do is when he says, if my people who are called by my name, that's us, not the world, us, will humble ourselves and pray, right? Humble ourselves and turn from our wicked ways, and seek his face. Then he would hear from, remember how awesome he is outside of everything that we perceive? Hear from heaven and then what? Heal our land. So I really believe, like anything, this is what God is doing. And to confirm, right in the middle of that time is when he's talking to, you know, Brett Sharon about VFN Colorado and confirming. It's the voice of God just spreading all over his church, and those that will hear him will be fruitful in his last days. Amen.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I do want to give a big shout out and hello out there, I'm sure you do too, for all of our partners who partner with us on a monthly basis. I don't know if you know this or not, but people, you and people like you say, you know what? This is good. This is good seed. Not only are they broadcasting the truth on television and radio around the nation and around the world, but they're actually telling the truth. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're willing to take the blows in love, but telling the truth. And I could stand for that. As a matter of fact, this is what God said. This God's word says this, that if you give a drink of water, if you give a drink of water to someone who speaks truth in the name of God, you get that person's reward. Mm. Imagine if you become a partner. You say, this is my pledge for 2014. Every single month, I am going to pledge a financial contribution to the light. I want to keep the conversation light for 2014. And, you know, over one half of our reality being out there is because of you, because of partners. The other half is because of our sponsors, our businesses who stand with us. And it's so cool because in the whole journey since God called me out of the fires of Brownsville Revival, he called me into a realm of an interesting apostolic move because we've been seeing government, we've been seeing military, we've been seeing the businesses say, you know, this is good. Mm-hmm. This is God. And I can't go into many details, but I can say this. If you go to VFNTV.com right now and look and click on See Our Partners, you'll see those businesses that are standing with us. And you'll also see a chance where you can become a sponsor who stands with us too. Stands with us by putting your shingle out there saying, I stand. I don't only have a fish on my sign. I have a fish on my heart, and I stand for God and country in that order. And I stand for Israel, and I stand publicly unashamed. You can do that by becoming a partner with us. I want to say thank you to our partners that are standing with us. Thank you to our sponsors who are standing with us. Visit these businesses. I mean, they're so cool. I just love what they're doing. Show the difference of those who stand up for God. Say, you know what? That's where I'm going to buy my cookies. That's where I'm going to get my coffee. That's where I'm going to get my car fixed. That's where I'm going to bowl. That's where I'm going to seek entertainment for my family. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to these places. And if you want to be a part of those who are saying, I want to go there, hey, become a sponsor. We want people to know that you stand up for God and country in that order and Israel. We don't want to stop talking. All of 2014, as long as they let us talk, as long as God says he lets us do it, We want to tell people about you. We are proud of you. We are thankful for you, and we are grateful for you. And we just speak a blessing over the businesses in 2014 of those who stood up and said, you know what? I want everybody to know I stand up for God and the principles, and on, every single one of them. And we just thank you so much. Visit them. Make 2014 commitment, not only to stand as a partner individually, but if you have a business, sponsor us. Let us promote you as you promote God. Let us make your business famous as you make Jesus' name famous. So, you know, that, Donna, you can buy gummy bear type vitamins now. And I thought, well, what's the big deal? But truly, now that I'm actually taking a multivitamin gummy bear, and I'm not a gummy bear person.
Wow.
I thought I'd actually take my vitamins, you know, take it.
So then I saw this gummy bear format.
It looks like a little mountain thing or something. I don't know what it is. It could be. I didn't have my glasses. And so then I saw this commercials like they even have fiber, you know, it's for Pat. Fiber and gummy bears, right? And I thought, well, gummy bear fiber. I mean, this is like the baby boom thing
Cutting edge, right?
I'm like, Donna, get some of that. Oh my goodness, I'm already doing vitamins. I'll even take fiber.
Oh wow,
with something like that. And so when she got it, I was like, as a child protector top on top of gummy bears, you know, fiber. I thought, how ridiculous. You have a child protector top.
Those regulations again.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. That's exactly what I'm thinking. So it said, take two of them. It said, take two of them. And this was my first day of being able to take them. And it just happened to be on a Sunday. And I thought, two, these are so small and they taste so good. I'm thinking I'm going to take four.
Oh, no.
I'm going to take four gummy bears. They're gummy bears. They're gummy bears. So I, you know, opened the child protector top and I put the four gummy bears and I just chewed them up, had a great time, put the child protector top back on. And then I went and spoke. And it was amazing how gummy bears can make a grown man almost cry. So I do want to say it does miraculously work. You're only supposed to take two.
Oh.
And I do understand why they have a child protector top on there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. That was an amazing, amazing baby boomer moment.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
That's totally awesome, you know, to hear that. And it's a little clip from a year ago this September, VFN Family Gathering, where God's beginning to just open our eyes to a deeper understanding of his perspective of Israel. And it was just so eye-opening. Mm. It was so empowering. God showed up in a powerful way and just began to give us deeper understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter how Israel responds to the church, no matter, understand that the root of that tree, the root of this tree, the root of the vine, the root of what God is doing towards the people is Israel.
Right.
That's right.
And Yahshua came from Jacob. He is a Jew. He came from and he birthed the church. He's the firstborn from amongst in the church. And so then out of Israel came Jesus, and out of Jesus came us,
the church.
And so we're all connected. And the reason why we're able to come in is because Israel was given a veil where they couldn't see clearly. And so that the Gentiles are able to come in. And you just need to understand, you know, God's perspective. Understanding that, knowing that coming against Israel like this, say what you want to, but if you went back and traced the evidence and you brought in witnesses and the commoner, the common plowman, if you would, see the dots connecting. It's all connected, and America's tied into that. We are the friend of Israel. We've been the friend of Israel for as long as we've been.
And
1948, but but obviously in our founding, we've been from the very beginning. I don't go all the details about how they helped pay for our original revolution and things that were going on.
That's
They've been with us from the beginning. But with that, that now Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, is saying that they know that the only friend that they presently have are Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Of all the people in the world.
Wow.
Of all the people in the world, all the nations of the world, China and Afghanistan and Jordan and Mexico and Canada and Venezuela, and I mean, you go on in day in India and Nepal and Africa, South Africa and Nigeria, I mean, Egypt, you just name every nation in the world. This is what Israel says today. Its leader says that the only friend they have are Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is what Jesus said. This is what he said to Israel. He said, "You will not see me again."
Mm.
He said, "You will not see me again." What does that mean? The veil will not be gone. Mm. Right?
Right.
They can't have the ability to see. Will not see me again until you say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." We, at any moment, church, at any moment, our Savior can return. At any moment, suddenly the harvest, the veil will be lifted, and suddenly Israel will see what we should have seen for a long time, and we're going to have to catch up, because once they see, the root's going to know how to be, you know what I'm saying? And and understand that if the prime minister, and we've been praying for the prime minister for quite some time, that God would give him, obviously save Israel and protect Israel, that God would give him counsel from on high, and it's like, he said very specifically to the world that the only friend Israel has in the earth today are Christians.
That's very encouraging.
Which means this, that they may see the Messiah, Yeshua.
Wow.
They may see Jesus. He said, "You will not see me again." You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That we could be so close. Don't listen to people talking about the Lord's not going to come back for this or this. This is what Jesus said. He said, "You will not see me again until you say," and he's talking to Israel, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Jesus said, "In my name you will drive out demons. In my name, in my name, in my name." Because we come in the name of Jesus. The church comes. It's the church of, it's Jesus Christ, the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So we're coming in the name of Jesus, and we've been blessing Israel and focusing on Israel, and they're seeing that, hey, my only friend is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, means that they may see at any moment. And at that point, you know, if you have not yet made Jesus the Lord of your life, if you're backslidden out there and you're just been doing whatever you're doing, you're like the prodigal son or prodigal daughter thinking you got all this time. You know, if you're caught up in all this religion, thinking God's winking at all that stuff while you're not leading anybody to the voice of God and you're building your own kingdom, you better get it straight.
Mm-hmm.
Because once this dispensation of grace is over, it's over.
Right.
You know, it's over. And once the full number of the Gentiles comes in and it looks like, oh my goodness, I think there'll be a rapid harvest. I think it's going to be a rapid, you know, harvest. It could happen based on what God is things that are in the earth today. For two things, a rapid harvest for darkness and a rapid harvest for light. Mm-hmm. But with that, understanding that full number comes in and instantly Israel sees, and then it's over. Huh. It's over, and we're all talking about it in heaven as a new heaven and a new earth descends and all these wonderful things. We're able to go, I'm so glad I was faithful that I didn't live for myself in that thing called a vapor.
Mm-hmm.
I live for God. I gave him everything. I took nothing off the court. I lived my life for him and the advancement of his kingdom. I went out like he told me, and I went and preached the kingdom to all. And for those that believed, I baptized them and discipled them and related to them and encouraged them to the same thing that I did. Today's the day. We're getting close. If you have not yet made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, today is your day. Wait not one more moment.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
Talking about the app, I love the app. You need to go to Google Play Store or your Apple Store or your Windows Store, wherever you listen,
right.
Across all the platforms, we have an app for you. And it's the VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio app. You can continue to take VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio program on the go. We have podcasts for you that it downloads just right into your phone.
Just automatically.
Automatically. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was having a conversation last night with my sister, and she was telling me that a friend is going to Japan for the military, mm-hmm. and she was sharing with her all the things that you know have been discussed on VFN TV and the Daily mm-hmm. VFN Radio program, and how she was so encouraged, and she's like, well, she has a 15-hour flight. And she can listen to. I'm like, yes.
Oh, wow.
Tell her to get on the podcast. It will download right into her iPhone. It's right there. And she'll listen to it. Because you don't have any internet in Sky. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Uh-uh.
And you can just listen and go. She's like, oh my goodness, that's awesome.
You know, you talking about that, John, reminds me of an encounter that I had. There's a lady that I had met, and she travels so much. She travels from Miami. She's all over Florida, basically all up and down the coast. And we ended up just striking up a conversation about the Lord, and she was just sharing about how God's been speaking to her. Mm-hmm. And we just started talking about the radio program. And she was just like, what? And just really encouraged and intrigued, and we started talking about it.
VFN TV?
Yeah, the VFN radio program. And I looked down, and she had her purse, and then she had, obviously, like a cover or something for her iPad. And I said, is this your iPad? She says, yeah. And she just very, very, just opened up her app. I said, can I look at it real quick? She says, yeah. So I opened it up, went online and went to, the radio page. And mm-hmm. then I went to the home, like the app, and I just downloaded the app for her, put it right on her home screen. I says, here you go. And I showed her on my phone, showed her on the iPad. She ended up sending me this was probably like a month ago.
Now, where does she work now? She works for
a hospital.
Okay.
But she travels and she works for, I don't even know. She works for multiple hospitals.
Right.
And she ended up sending me a text and she says, thank you so much for sharing me that app. I was up all night listening to segment after segment after segment, and I am so encouraged.
Wow, so you shared with her VFN, the VFN TV and the Daily mm-hmm. VFN radio app.
Yeah, just downloaded it right there.
Wow, isn't that encouraging?
Yeah.
We're hearing testimonies like this over and over and over again, and it really encourages us because we're mm-hmm. here for you. We're here to keep the conversation light and to, by the grace of God, bring biblical perspective to the things that are happening all around the world and to share wisdom moments. And to share what God has been speaking to us prophetically about the coming days. And we're excited, truly excited every day to have this conversation with you as we're abiding and seeking God and to be here with you. So this is beautiful.